162 communities have attained open defecation-free status in the Upper West region. The figure places the region ahead of its counterparts in the northern parts of the country. The regional environmental health officer, Henry Baga, who stated this, the region has the potential of becoming a total open-free defecation within the shortest possible time if stakeholders increase the momentum of work. Mr. Baga said this at Gurungu in the Upper West, Wild West District to mark World Toilet Day. A report by Lydia Fojo.
Upper West was one of the regions with the highest incidence of open defecation in the country prior to the inception of the community-led total sanitation project. The project is aimed at sensitizing community members to the relevance of putting up their own toilet facilities and using them. It was first piloted in 20 communities in 2010 and has since been replicated in other districts with support from UNICEF and its partners. The region has succeeded in triggering the project in over 800 communities. The regional environmental health officer, Henry Baga, who commended the field facilitators for their hard work, urged them to speed up activities for better outcomes.
The concept started in the region in 2010 with 20 pilot communities in 5 districts, namely Wa West, Wa East, Lambuse, Nadolikaleo, and Sisala West. And now over 800 communities have been triggered from all partners. 262 communities have been declared ODF in the region from 2010 to November 2016. My greatest appeal to the community leaders is do your best to maintain and improve the current status to the next level where households and other institutions must own and use their toilets. I know the open defecation-free communities will testify the reward and benefits of being ODF. Sanitation is dignity and respect. Owning and using a toilet is wealth.
The district chief executive of Wa West, Basira Sankara, said given the success stories of Wa West, he is hopeful that it will be the first district to be declared open defecation free in the region. A project consultant at the Tamale office of UNICEF, Mrs. Emma June Ham, said her outfit, in conjunction with other partners, will continue to support districts that are delivering adequate results by making more communities open defecation free. She called on the field facilitators to work harder and not relent on their efforts. Awards and certificates were presented to deserving communities and individuals for attaining and working to attain open defecation free status.
A report by Lydia Fojo.